This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Last year was a rough one for wildfires in California, says CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant, but it wasn't as bad as the year before.
Last year in CAL FIRE's jurisdiction, we had nearly 5,000 wildfires burning about 80,000 acres. Last year wasn't as bad in destruction compared to the year before. If you remember, in 2008, we had 2,000 lightning spark wildfires across Northern California that plagued our state for months and months. Every single year, though, we see wildfires, we see acres burn, and that's why it's so important that we do prepare. Even though we've seen all this rain this year, we don't want people to become complacent. We need them to know that here in California, this is wildfire country.
And while we seem to have climbed out of the drought conditions that characterized those years, Berlant cautions that for some parts of the state, the fire hazard level remains high.
Particularly Southern California, the northeastern section of California up near Modoc, Lassen County. Those areas actually didn't get as much precipitation as other parts of the state. So those are areas we'll be watching very closely, how they dry out and what wildfire activity occurs there. The areas along the coast down through the Bay Area, those areas did receive a significant amount of precipitation. So their chance of having an above normal year are going to be not as great.
That's no reason for complacency in these parts. Susie Blankenship, a CAL FIRE fire prevention specialist in Santa Rosa, notes that late rains in May will result in more combustible fuels later in the summer.
For the Sonoma County area, we've been blessed with some late rains. And with those late rains, we've got fuel that is a little taller and a little denser than what we've had in the past couple years. Once those fuels dry out and become cured, the potential for fire is there, and in the climate that we have here and the winds, that could happen relatively soon. It could be a couple of weeks, and we could be looking at that fuel drying out.
That's why it's important now for homeowners, especially those adjacent to open spaces or in rural areas, to proactively protect their properties.
This is the time of year that homeowners should be preparing their homes by creating defensible space. That is removing any dead vegetation, dead grass, dead brush, any leaves or pine needles that may have accumulated on their roofs, making sure that's all removed. The other simple steps include limbing up any trees 6 feet off the ground, so if a wildfire does come, the fire isn't able to get up in the trees. Just following a few simple steps really can dramatically increase a home's chance of surviving a wildfire.
Wildfires are just about inevitable in California's Mediterranean climate, Berlant says. So the state budget routinely includes funding for fighting those blazes.
Last year, the department spent nearly $250 million in fire suppression activities. The year before, 2008, during the major fire siege, that number was closer to $500 million.
Some of the current year's funding is being mobilized right now, adds Blankenship, in the form of personnel getting ready to respond before they're actually needed.
We have stations open throughout Sonoma County and the North Bay, and we will be wrapping up and adding additional staff within the next couple of weeks.
CAL FIRE's goal is having a force of 8,000 firefighters at the ready by July 5th. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.